FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Basic Education Department says the identities of matric students will be protected when the final exam results are released. The information regulator served the department with an enforcement notice to prevent it from publishing the results next month on public forums, including newspapers. But Basic Education has lodged an appeal to overturn the regulator's November notice. The department's spokesperson, Elijah Mhlanga, says the appeal means that the enforcement notice is suspended.
We have filed our court papers that give the department a go-ahead to release results to newspaper houses who will then publish in terms of the practice that we have been adopting where exam numbers are used, not the full names of the candidate, but exam numbers only.
MK party leader Jacob Zuma has said again that they've gathered enough evidence to reopen their vote rigging case. Zuma has maintained unconfirmed claims that there was vote rigging in the 2024 elections. He spoke at a party gala dinner at the Olive Convention Center in Durban last night. It's after hosting a rally at the Moses Mabhida Stadium on Sunday to mark the party's one-year anniversary.
And if the judges in South Africa don't respect the law, my view is that we should go to the international court.
And abroad, a 15-year-old female student has been identified by police as the assailant who opened fire at a school in the US. A fellow learner, a cheat, and a teacher were killed, and the suspected shooter was found dead. Seven others were wounded at the private school in Wisconsin. Police Chief Sean Barnes says it's a tragic event.
Every child, every person in that building is a victim and will be a victim forever. And these types of trauma don't just go away. And we need to figure out and try to piece together what exactly happened. And right now, my heart is heavy for my community.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. And back home, the South African Weather Service is warning of severe thunderstorms and strong winds in most parts of KZN today. Forecaster Ayanda Ntsele says a level 2 warning's been issued for the northern parts of the province. She says they're expecting hail and excessive lightning this afternoon.
Just to elaborate, Utuge Lamzinyati, Zululand, Mkanyawude, Kingcujwayo, and Amajuba districts, that where the severe thunderstorms are expected. Those severe thunderstorms are expected to be accompanied by heavy downpours.
Durban and Underberg, a high of 26 today, Kokstad 23, Pietermaritzburg and Margate 24, Richards Bay 28, Mooi River 29, Ulundi 32, Newcastle 32, Ladysmith 35. In Durban, we've got 2 meter high sea swells this morning with sunset at 6 minutes to 7. Cape Town 21, Johannesburg 29. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.